can't compare to what I'll see. Rivers flowing underneath, but with prayer it's reachable. God and soul beautiful, and homes that shine in silver and gold. I'll never pass my greatest chance to be free from this world. I pray that both my parents have a place under God's eternal shade, where serenity is the only thing you'll feel. Faya jamal hayatiha ma'a al-habib al-mustafa wa rihuha anharuha wa
Hello to all the listening who are listening to Daily with Nemana's podcast with your host Nemana FA. So inshallah you guys been enjoying yourself. Like, I know a lot of people have been going into the winter holidays now, including myself, and we're gonna come with the basic guide of fig level one. We have covered the components of religion, the definition of fig, and the purpose of fig. So the two segments that I'll be talking about is cleanliness. So the dara and is tanaja. Tanaja. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to do it two parts. So the cleanliness will be right now, and then the other segment that I'll be talking about, the istanaja, will be after the break, inshallah. So let's begin, inshallah. So if you haven't listened to my podcast last time, we have covered component of religion, the definition of religion, and the purpose of faith. So that's what we started. So now we're going to do the cleanliness. Hazrat Jibril Ibn Abdullah Radianful reported that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "The key to paradise is salah, which is prayer, and the key to salah is cleanliness." So that's just a little that's just a say a mention from Hazrat Jibril Ibn Abdullah Radianful. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also said, "Cleanliness is half of Iman to the faith." Be careful about the urine, since it will be the first thing a person will ask about in the grave. So, what is this topic? So, the definition of it is Tahara is literally mean cleanliness, but in Islamic laws, Sharia, it means the removal of ridula, impurity or filthy. Purification of body means that your body should be free from all types of impurities. To Najasa. Najasa are of two types. Nijasati Hakiki, visible, i.e., urine, stool, blood of humans and animals. Ijasati Hook me invisibly, i.e., being without wudu or in need of ghusl. So that's just the two meanings. So I'm going to tell you what it comes under. So impure late is two section, invisible and visible. So the left side invisible. Invisible. So we have Hedi, had the Hatta minor. So Akhsar, and also Hadda Akbar. So major. So the minor one is needing wudu to be purely from filth, i.e., removing, releasing wind, whilst the major one is need also to be purify from filth, e.g., Janaba monthly cycle. Whereas visible is which is the light, and more gal, which is heavy. So the light one is every 3 quarters of a particular portion of body or clothes. Wash body or clothes 3 times. Heavy, over 3 grams or in weight, or bigger than a 2p coin, or on body or clothes. And it's the same thing as light. Wash body or clothes 3 times. And then the last bit is you need to perform wudu for minor impurity and also for major ones. A few ways you can achieve the cleanliness. First, you can use water or use earth dust. So tayammum, when water is not available, or when water is harmful for health. So Chizakula have listened to the first half of the show. So now I'm gonna play you guys a Nishid. I am not quite sure which Nishid I am going to play you guys this week. So I will wrap up there and you can hear more from me after Nishid play, inshallah.
Raise my hands in the dead of night, asking God for a better life. And I know that He'll be there in the moment. His mercy's not equivalent, magnificent and infinite.
Assalamualaikum. Welcome back to Daily with Namana with your host, Namana FA. Inshallah, you guys enjoy the Nasheed. Where Nasheed it was. I think I just was in those moods where I just pick a Nasheed that is already there and you can enjoy it, if you know what I mean. That's what I love about me sometimes is I've got so many Nasheeds already like in the thing, I thought, why not like just like get it off, you know what I mean? So now I am going to continue on our Istar Ix Ixasaja. So let's begin. Is the Naja means to clean the private parts. After passing urine or stool by using clean water, tissue paper, or lumps of dry earth. So now there's 10 steps. Oh, 9 steps. One, you make istinja after passing urine, stool, etc. Two, you can use lumps of dry earth for cleaning the private parts, providing the body is properly cleaned. Three, for passing urine and stool, one should go in a to the place of private, i.e. toilet, and sit on self at ease after realizing wash and clean with toilet paper with the private parts until satisfying that they've been cleaned. 4. You should use the left hand in its jar. 5. You shouldn't face or show the back to the Qibla when passing out urine or stool. 6. You shouldn't pass out urine while standing unless there's a great difficulty due to illness or disability. 7. You should remove rings, badges, or anything else which has the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran verse or hadith are written, but it is permissible to have them in your pocket. You shouldn't urinate or pass through on a public road or path, beneath a fruit tree or tree give shade, or in a well, dam, or river. 9. If you're in an open place and no toilet, sit in a place where you cannot see by others. So here is a dua that you can recite. Before entering the toilet, enter this dua. Allahumma inni as'alu bika minal qubudi wa khabani. Forgive me my Arabic, by the way, which is, oh Allah, I seek protection in you and from the male and the female devil. Then enter with your left foot. When leaving the toilet, with your right foot, enter Ghafur Ghafur an Alhamdulillah lil Alhamdulillah lil Ba anil azawani. I seek your pardon or praise of Allah Spandala, who has been taken away from me the discomfort and the grant me refer. One should take special care of urine drops and trace. There's no doubt, but when you're sure and you can feel the discharge, then one must do istinja. Wash the parts of clothes that has been soiled and perform wudu again. JazakAllah for listening. Inshallah, you guys enjoyed this intense segment of fiqh, which is known as the understanding in Islam, so understanding the Quran, the Sunnah, and the applying this as well. So we cover the purpose, definition, and the components of it. We have also now covered the cleanliness and the private parts segment. So next week the next my next podcast episode, whenever that's released, will be focused on wudu and the us us so the ritualist bath. So that is basically our focus in our next podcast episode. So JazakAllah for listening, Shelly. Well, and until then, stay safe, stay warm, and Allah Hafiz. Peace out for now. Bye.
These dreams can't compare to what I'll see. Rivers flowing underneath, but with prayer it's to reach above. God and soul, beautiful, and homes that shine in silver and gold. I'll never pass my greatest chance to be free from this world.
Angels at the gates,
welcome us with praise.
Enter our gifts alone
and live on this greatest land. Allah's gift to us,
filled with precious love,
gardens of paradise. I trade it for this world.
Just think, a gentle breeze, a fragrant wind, in a place you cannot sing, where you'll feel peace for eternity.
And I pray that both my parents have a place under God's eternal shade, where serenity is the only thing you'll feel. فيا جمال حياتها مع الحبيب المصطفى وريحها أنهارها وطاب نعيمها.
My parents.